Thanks for joining us as we continue to work our way through Ecclesiastes. We appreciate you joining us. And if these are beneficial to you, we ask that you share them with another person or two or three. So the deist says that God is a hands-off creator. He formed the world and then he spun it like a top. Their conclusion, the deist's conclusion, is that now we live on the spinning globe as God watches from a distance. In the false belief of deism, God puts man in complete control of his creation. This idea is far from the theme of Scripture. Solomon says it this way, Ecclesiastes 7:13, consider the work of God. Who can make straight what he has made crooked? In this passage, Solomon proclaims what the rest of Scripture confirms. God is in complete control of all things. He is omnipotent. That means he's all-powerful. And this means whatever God desires to do, he will get it done. If he desires to for something to be straight, it will be straight and remain straight. If he wants something to be crooked, it will be crooked and remain crooked. Of course, God's desires, his decisions, and his actions are always perfect. Side by side with God's omnipotence is his sovereignty. Sovereignty is God's exercise of power over his creation. God is hands-on, making the straight straight and the crooked crooked. Now, here's a bit of a mystery. God's sovereignty is one of his communicable attributes, which means he shares that attribute with us. We are created with an inner sense that we can exercise our wills and make our own choices. One theologian explains that this is a sign of God-likeness in our character. And here's a warning that goes with that communicable attribute. Here's what Wayne Grudem says in his Systematic Theology. Of course, our desire to exercise our wills and our desire to be free from restraint can show themselves in sinful ways. People can become proud and can desire a kind of freedom that involves rebellion against God's authority and a refusal to obey his will. Nevertheless, when we use our will and freedom to make choices that are pleasing to God, we will reflect his character and bring glory to him. So, how does this apply to our work? That's our theme this week. Well, our work is a gift from God and can be used in one of two ways. On one hand, we can use God's gift of work to become proud, thinking that we're solely in charge and success has been achieved by our efforts. This leads to pride and refusal to follow God's authority. And we all know that pride comes before a fall. Proverbs 16:18 tells us that. On the other hand, we can thank God for the gift of work and follow his sovereign leading. When we make choices in our work that are pleasing to God, then we reflect his character and bring honor to him. So the gift of work allows us to set vision, determine mission, move forward together with guiding values. Work's this great gift of God. And he's given it to us so that we can honor him with our work. Father, help us understand our desire to make our choices is a gift from you. From our hearts, allow us to live a life that honors you in all we do. Help our work to reflect your work in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.